entity Walgreens Boots Alliance, which has also shifted headquarters from Switzerland. Its new home, Delaware, is described by Alex Cobham of the Tax Justice Network as the long-standing leader among US states in providing opaque corporate structures. Last year, the new entity announced plans to buy the US chain Rite Aid, a deal that will make it the largest pharmacist either side of the Atlantic, with 73-year-old Pessina at its head. Just how much Pessina made personally out of Boots is hard to say, as many details are not in the public domain. But going by the public information, and assuming that Pessina sunk £1.25 billion of his own capital into the 2007 deal, Haslam calculates that he emerged with 214 million shares in Walgreens, worth £11.5 billion. In 7 years, he turned that £1.25 billion into an estimated net gain of around £10 billion. Asked for a response, neither Boots nor Pessina had anything to say on the record. Driving back to his house, Tony had taken me on a tour of his Midlands hometown. He had pointed out the comprehensive, where he was one of only two boys in his year to do A-level biology. Back then, the school churned out pupils as fodder for the metal-bashing industries. Far rarer was the academic type like him.